Need anything? I've been good.
I did buy a bottle of champagne for us. No, I think I got it all. I was just thinking, can I pull it out before the meeting starts?
Yeah.
Since we're here.
Yeah, as long as it's fine.
Keeping them out. I see how it is.
What do you like him?
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
So, do we count the all the early votes and the absentee votes at that point where you said canvassing the ballot? Is that where that occurred?
Yeah.
We have to count the 60 or 50 something votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah. That's when that happened. I rearranged the seating.
I guess we can figure it out.
I found myself getting trapped in that corner when I kind of needed the access here and over there. I would try this scenario.
You're there.
Yep, that's you.
You got to put the name on the back so remember.
Yeah.
I'm.
Since we move them around on you.
Like rearrange in the classroom.
Yeah, you got to keep it interesting. You don't want to
don't
pull
get
me out
too
of it.
Comfortable. Okay. My tire was completely flat on my bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know what happened.
Probably hit a sharp rock. You need a ride home?
Oh, no, I walked home this afternoon.
Do you want me to give you a ride home with your bike?
Oh, no, I brought the chest bracket already. I already threw it in there. Yeah, that's all good. This whole scene.
Well, we didn't see that rain they were forecasting for this afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah, I bet we'll get it tonight. It'd be nice if it doesn't hit us too hard, so the roads don't get too deep.
Yeah.
So did he get on to Wilson Road this afternoon, or, you know?
That's my understanding. I haven't gone down there.
It was pretty rough, especially at the end.
Yeah. I went down there to check on the fiber issue.
Yeah.
And it was that one section was pretty rough.
Yeah, and the crown of the road is kind of lost there, too. It kind of slopes off to the east side.
Yeah.
I think they probably need to sort of pull that back, but it's not a lot. It's not a big deal.
It's not really passable.
The next time they, when we're grading,
they always hated them.
Probably
well, it doesn't matter. We all have complaints.
But that soft sand, that could be a problem. Something running down there and
hitting
it. And pull them off to the side.
Yeah, I didn't drive it because
I did on purpose to see what
you got the pickup. I was in my electric car.
Oh, yeah.
I rearranged
smaller tires.
I couldn't access the room from back there.
Okay.
So
whatever, please.
Well, I sent him a letter.
Maybe this might work a little bit better.
About the ditching issues. I don't know. Did Justin tell you they came in, him and Fudge, and they. So they're working that side of Wilson, and Giannis is putting the fiber too shallow, and they're getting ready to put in a ditch, and it's going to, at the intersection, just going to catch his fiber. So I wrote him a letter today and just said, what can you do? Check with AP&T, if you need some direction on it, or some assistance.
Yeah, we'd like to get our ditches dug. Redug.
Redug or cleaned out?
Redug.
Yeah.
Yeah, or in some cases dug in the first place. Places we never had ditches.
Well, actually, we've had the ditch.
Last one, huh?
Oh, you mean on your road?
Yeah,
Willow Lane.
It's really filled in a lot. We really need to
clear out. Ditch on the west side, the right as you go down it.
Yeah, there's a part where, they just sort of filled in where a tree fell down and, and then also on the left side, though.
She wants me sitting over here.
Well, we could sure pull the ditches on that.
Yeah, I suppose I should be next.
It might narrow the road.
Dallas is going to keep me in line.
That's right. With a cat of nine tails.
One issue, Susan, it might narrow the road a little bit unless, because there probably wasn't enough ditch width on either side unless we cut some tree.
Actually, quite a bit of width on the
west side?
The east side.
Oh, east side. Okay.
It's on the west side that, and if it sort of cuts more into that west side, that would be fine.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff that's fallen into it.
I'm going to follow your lead on this.
Section line along that section. It has a section line easement. I think it's 50 feet, so we should have plenty of room.
On the west side, David put kind of a culvert and a little wooden plank bridge. So I'm going to run it.
But let me think about it.
Whatever it needs to be done.
Sometimes we just need to get out and redo the whole thing. Sort of like we did on Fairweather recently, I was maybe a little bit extreme.
We got our road plated today.
Yes, I heard that.
That was excellent. And Lillian's reaction was, oh, my God, thank goodness. What a relief.
Kept her teeth from chattering.
Hanging the crap out of the chassis of our car. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
Hello.
Michelle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
This is it.
You don't.
Bummed that the moose season is closed, but oh well.
Oh, did you get
I heard
moose?
That. Oh, damn. Gonna have to go for deer?
No, take it out on the deer.
Let's see. Two deer equal
shoot,
one.
Shoot, half of them were illegal anyway. Might as well keep shooting.
Well, that's why they closed it.
Yeah,
because of all the illegal moose.
Oh, dear.
Cheryl? Did you get my email?
Which one? Somebody's saying it need to open it later, maybe.
I got two.
You know, give them more time for
the
to get more
for
moving
tonight.
Around and all
if,
that.
If they do that, they should change the seasons in all the Southeast to be the same, because what happens, you get people going from... And it causes more problems.
Yeah, I bet.
Believe me, we've looked at... over my career, the last 20 years, we've looked at all kinds of... trying to do all kinds of things to help things out. And it,
I don't have to be here for the swearing.
No, you don't have to be.
Nor do I plan to be.
The problem here is that they,
oh, come
when
on.
They instituted the cow hunts, they went way overboard.
I'm really holding on to you.
I don't see how any biologist in the right mind could sit by and watch nearly 200 cows get shot and then expect any other result than what we got.
I've got to quit eating my stuff.
My knowledge, we've got that plan. We do smaller signs on either side.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to go ahead and...
Hi, Jake. How's it going? Awesome.
Is that still,
still the plan?
Well, one of the few concepts in the plan.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no. So, we'll see. I was expecting a quote.
Back.
Yesterday.
Hey.
Didn't come in.
How was it?
I was disappointed. Mm. So,
which
it was
good. Yeah, the person gave the quote,
punctuality. Oh, man. When's the next time that's going to happen, if ever? Ain't no dude without horses.
Dude, was that at the Arthur Carhart Institute?
This one was not.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot of the same people that would be there, but this was in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Sarah? Yeah, I'm like, were you at election day the whole day?
Oh. Well, we probably don't have as many voters as we do.
I don't know if you saw that note, too.
Thank you.
I don't believe in that.
Although we have
travel map.
I know. I still...
Whatever. You know, I still...
Compared
thought
to
it was worthwhile
past,
time, so.
My first 2 years was not even close to what we did this year. Yeah.
It's all
signed. Oh, it's all signed.
Good to go.
Cool. Good to go.
All
right.
Your last chance.
Oh, I'll let Phoebe tear it apart.
Since you guys are leaving, feel free to donate to my fundraiser.
Which is?
I got a scholarship 3 years in a row for the AML conference.
Oh, yeah.
On the fundraising committee for that provides funds for those scholarships.
Good. Time to pay back, eh?
Well, this is my second year doing it. Probably my last.
What are you looking for?
Wine.
Oh, wine.
I'm doing a wine full. Money actually is easier because then I don't have to travel with the wine. I'll just buy it up there. It was really good last year. We made a couple thousand dollars.
Cool.
Yeah, great. But...
Here, I'll put my clock on the table for you.
Yeah.
Call the chiropractor. You got 1 minute.
That clock is off, I think.
Yep, it's 5:29.
Yeah, we probably should do that. It'll be a lot easier.
We can't have that.
What, can't have what?
The clock is off.
I know.
We just can't have that.
I know.
You know, accuracy has kind of been an issue. No. la, la.
Is it 5:29 or 5:31?
Butterfly.
Yeah, okay.
He said it was 5:29. It was 5:30.
It's only 5:29.
No.
We were just just having a joke about what time it was. So.
You've got a minute.
I knew it was early because you weren't here yet.
5:30.
Okay. It's 5:30. It's October 4th, and I'm going to call this special meeting of the Gustavus City Council. There are three members of the public here in attendance. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Cook?
Yes, here.
Councilmember Owens?
Here.
Mayor Cassavet?
Here.
And Vice Mayor Warner?
Present.
Okay. Councilmember Canamore is not present tonight. We have six members present and a quorum of this.
Okay. We have no minutes to approve. That'll be in a week.
Next week.
A couple weeks. I have no request for agenda changes. Basically, all that's here is we're going to canvass absentee question defect small ballots. We are going to certify the election results, and then there'll be some signing afterwards. So before we get into that, I'm going to have to ask for public comment.
You guys set the agenda first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. So if there are no objections, I would like to ask for unanimous consent to approve the agenda. It looks like we have it.
Okay, now
the agenda is set, and now we will take public comment on non-agenda items. Any comment on non-agenda items? You?
Do thank the committee, or do I thank the...
If go ahead. Let's,
now?
Yeah,
or is that agenda? You see, I'm not...
No, we're on public comment.
That's so. Public comment, so you're good. I want to thank each and every council member for the work you've done, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, have the minutes note that Joe is here, too.
Yes,
got it.
Thank you.
Okay. We're on to new business. Part A is going to be the canvassing of the absentee question and defective spoiled ballots. I'm going to turn this part over to Karen to walk us through what's going to happen now. So, Karen?
Point of order. Does Shelley recuse herself from the count or no? Okay.
She's a council member.
She's a sitting council member.
Okay.
And the committee is the council.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, so there's three things on the agenda next, and there's a lot of steps for each of them. First, we're going to go over the stuff from October 1st, Election Day, and then we'll do the question ballots and the absentee ballots. This is a public meeting, when we're conducting the counts and the numbers and stuff like that, there is not any public participation and disturbing or, distracting from the count. This is serious stuff, people.
The gags come out later.
I'm just going to go through this slow and deliberately to make sure that I don't miss any of the steps. So the first thing is that I need to present to you guys the preliminary results of the master voter registration, tally sheets, oaths from the election judges, and the original ballot from Tuesday. So these are... we don't need to open that, but thank you, actually.
Are those allowed in City Hall?
That's less than
not a charm.
So there's the ballot, the original properly cast ballot, and the ballot stub. And then in here, I have the preliminary results from Tuesday that were calculated by myself and five other people. So what's supposed to happen with this is that you guys are supposed to review the numbers and make sure that the calculations are correct. And I have the master voter registration list with everybody's signatures, and that's confidential. And then I have our tally sheet, which I don't know if you want to look at those along with that, but that's the tally sheet from our count. And then the oath from all the election judges that helped on election day. Are ready, we'll move on to the next thing.
Do we need to initial or anything, clerk, or just?
Doesn't say anything about the non-instructions, so I don't see why you couldn't, but.
I don't want to sign anything,
I found like five different sets of instructions. Finally compiled into one set that all match.
Oh, duh, they got the number printed up there.
Yeah,
that
makes it easier.
Totally took me to third sheet.
Yeah.
So I figured that out.
It takes a couple sheets first.
Uh-huh. 100. I was wondering how you were doing that so fast.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah, this one makes it easier.
Total number of votes, something like 200. Another 65. Oh, no, that's destroyed. Maybe that counts all of the...
So absentee, we got 59 accounts still.
Yeah. But they may be included. Are the absentees included in this total?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. We have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. All right. Oh, there we go. What's the other page?
Page Saver Program.
Double save.
Okay.
All right.
We're good.
Okay. All right. So, okay, so the next thing is the question ballot. I had 4 question ballots, and that I had to verify if they were registered and allowed to or to do this. And it was determined that from the Division of Elections office that the 4th one was not registered, the 3rd one was not registered, the 2nd one was not registered, and the 1st one was registered in another community. So, for some reason it says here that you need to examine the oath and affidavits, but the Division of Elections already determined them not countable. I don't really know what you're supposed to do there, except to look at it, examine it.
Separate from this, can we notify them so they know?
I am required to send them a letter.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I was waiting until after the meeting.
Jake.
Until they're officially rejected.
When she's ready.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
I'm like, wait, that's, can what? Can I see the bill?
Yeah, pass it down. So if they were determined that they, because sometimes people will register to vote, but they don't make the registration list because I get that a month in advance. So in one of the cases, the person had registered to vote, but it didn't meet the time frame that was allowable.
Which is a month, I think.
30 days.
30 days.
Yeah. Yeah, they're registered now, so they can do it next year.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Attached to each of these, the reason why they were rejected.
So now's the time for a motion, then. Looks like.
Yeah. Do that now.
Okay. Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Yeah. You may.
All right. Let's see. May I move that the Election Review Board reject the question ballots 1 through 4 that were determined to be not eligible to vote in the city of Visayas.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to the Election Review Board to reject question ballots 1 through 4 that were determined to be not eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus. Public comment. No public comment. Council comment. No council comment. As soon as you're done with that, Karen, we'll take the roll call on that.
Vice Mayor Warner.
I'm voting to
reject.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Cook?
Yes.
Mayor Cassidy?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Motion passes 6-0, meaning that the question ballots are rejected. So these will not be open, and they will not be included with the absentees.
Pass this one down to Sharon.
As far as I know, we don't have any spoiled ballots in this box. We did receive one at the election on election day on the 1st. So now we're going to go through the absentee ballots. And I'm going to open this box and pull out the ones that we received by mail, because we'll need to make sure that those are...
What about the defective one? It says absentee questions, defective, and...
I don't have any as far as I know in here.
Oh, they might be in there.
Yeah. So here's the ballot box. There are some in here that we received by mail, but most of them are in-person absentee.
In-person absentee, like early voting?
Early voting, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Make sure that there's no more. Like, I received all the ones back in the mail, so.
So we're going to do the mailed ones first?
We have to decide whether they are... in order, so that we count it
Okay.
But the interesting thing is that I sent out 6, and I've only gotten back, I'm assuming this one has both George and Lynn's in it because it's in a bigger envelope. So I think I just only got back 5.
That's not unusual.
And I did check the mail right before I came here. So...
When were they have to be mailed back by?
They would have had to been postmarked before the end of the closing of the polls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is why you have the special meeting later, so
right.
that they can have time to get here in the mail. The community board will examine each oath and affidavit. So it looks like...
State of Alaska registered.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
The official tool
right,
of
so
Alaska.
I guess we can just pass them down this way and make sure that we can verify that the affidavit is in order.
Can you check these before they take them, before they you give them the mail out? Or you mail
no,
out to them?
Because...
As far as their eligibility to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each of the persons that had been absentee either by mail or in person were eligible to vote.
Okay.
So it would be another strange reason that it would not be accepted for God knows what. Look, I didn't even use your knife. Untrainable. Oh, what a sweet little nose.
Wait a minute, George.
Or letter them. Open, remove it. Got a letter each one.
So you're saying there's possibly one vote missing that could be in the mail?
Yeah, so this is A through E.
The motion will be A through E then.
I
think we're ready for a motion.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry, I was just reading through to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the Election Review Board accept absentee ballots by mail APS that have been properly cast by voters registered in the city of Gustavus.
A through E?
A through E.
Sorry.
I'll second that.
So it's been moved and seconded to that the Election Review Board accept the absentee ballots by mail A through E that have been properly cast by voters registered in the city of Gustavus. Any public comment? No. Council comment? No. Roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Vice Mayor Warner.
Yes.
Mayor Cassavet.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember Owens. Yes. Councilmember Olson.
Yes.
Councilmember Cook.
Yes.
Motion passes 6-0. Okay, so now remove the outer envelope.
That got to be secret.
And it's going in there.
Getting excited.
So these
we're getting close.
These get sent to of the election division.
What?
Or when do they actually get tallied? What do we do that?
We're going to do that next.
That's right. Once I asked it, it was like, that's what we're doing.
The mail-in ones are now just mixed with the
in-person.
Right. Yeah. The whole division of elections on there.
That's been your favorite question over the last year. What are we doing now?
Well, sometimes you all have to
ask. That's right. I ask myself that question every 5 minutes. Okay, so now we're going to mix them up. I'd like to do the honors.
You're doing a good job.
You look like you need
to got nice long arms to get to the bottom.
Yeah, get to the bottom.
So, I think this is the fun part now.
Mm-hmm.
A little
so, I'm going to have you guys do the count just like we did at the polls. So, we have one person pulling the ballots out, one council member pulling the ballots out while the other one observes for accuracy, and then I'll have two of you tallying while being observed by another council member for accuracy.
So who reads the first two read the, to pull it out, read the
I would just say seat A, Jim Mikowiak.
Okay.
Seat B, Greg Strebler.
Okay.
And then sometimes people didn't vote for anybody, so I'd do like seat A, nobody,
okay.
Moving to seat
okay.
B.
Okay.
Just like the fewer words, the better.
Okay.
And we'll need to write nobody or something, right? Till it calculates.
I didn't enter any non-votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then the seat.
It's because ballot's not voted.
Right.
Yep.
So before we move on, so we've only got 3 votes cast before. You guys have got all those?
No, I haven't given them Shelley Owens for
okay.
CE. They told me to slow down because I was.
So CE is Shelley Owens?
Shelley Owens.
So before going any further, it's like don't ever stop in the middle of a ballot. Like, make sure, like if. So easy to get distracted, you know, and you're thinking about, oh, what about, you know, whatever. Like, don't say anything until, and, like, keep your finger on it. Like, okay, you read this, you read that, you read that. Like, your pointer fingers are going to.
Okay.
You know, it was only 60, 59 ballots, but still, like, when we did 200, you get kind of cross-eyed after
okay.
a while, which is why you need to have somebody watching you.
Next one. Are you ready for the next one? Okay. Seat A. Karen Sargent. Seat B, blank.
Hey, Archie.
Okay.
Okay.
Seat B is blank. Seat E, Shelley Owens. Okay, next one. Ready? Seat A, Joseph Clark. Seat B, Joe Vander Zanden. Seat E, James Wagner. Ready? Seat A, Tim Sunday.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance to write that.
Thank you.
Seat B, Joe Vander Zanden. Seat E, Shelley Owen. Next one, ready?
Yep.
Seat A, Karen Sargent. Seat B, Joe Vander Zanden. Seat C.E. Chalion. Next. C.A. Joseph Clark. C.B. Joe van der Zanden. C.E. Chalion.
Aye.
C.A. Tim Sunday. C.B. Wayne Howell. C.E. Chalion. Okay, C.A. Larry Landry. I'll give you a chance to write that one. Okay. Seat B, Joe van der Zanden.
That's all right.
And seat E, Shelley Owen.
Seat B is Joe van der Zanden. That's five, right?
I believe it is. I actually missed when I wrote. It's funny, so I'm sorry.
And
I agree with five.
Okay. And seat E was, seat E was?
Shelley Owens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. C.A. Joseph Clark. C.B. Joe van der Zanden. C.E. James Wagner. Okay. Next. C.A. Leslie Sirstad. I'll give you a chance to write that.
She missed her moment of glory.
Oh, man.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Seat B, Joe van der Zanden. Seat E, Shelley Owens. Seat A, Joseph Clark. Seat B, Joe van der Zanden.
Wait. Seat A is Tim.
Tim Sunday. Right.
Oops. That was an error.
Oh.
Uh-oh, but it's not...
It's not... What X. Do I do? It's not X'd.
Yeah, so the intent is clear that person is voting for Tim
Sunday.
Sunday.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and that's okay with...
Okay, I'm sorry.
One off, Joe Clark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to remember
and
this.
And one.
Yeah.
Do we want to just
next
go
one
over
for Joe.
No,
okay, I think we can keep track of it.
Okay, B. Ready for B is Joe.
And then you added,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, I added Sunday. He should have three.
Three. Okay.
Yep.
So B.
Okay.
Is
B is
Joe van der Zanden. Yep.
And
C.
You didn't read that one before, did you?
No. Uh-uh.
Good.
No. Thank God. Thank God, I was caught in time.
And that we didn't have to do the
whole thing is.
Okay,
and then E was Shelley Owens. Yeah.
I am watching you, Mr. Mayor.
Good, everybody has
why would you know? Okay, that's another one. Okay, yeah. Okay, we ready?
Yep.
Okay, C.A., Karen Sargent. No vote for B. And C.E. Shelley Owens.
Five.
That's five.
Ready? No vote for C.A. Joe van der Zanden for seat B.
Five.
And James Wagner for C.E.
We say five on.
I only have four.
Sorry,
I think we should start over.
Let's start over. We've got them in order that we read them, so we can reread and they can be looking at their.
Yeah, let's start over.
Well,
there's enough.
You couldn't keep. No, we need. We better start with new sheets.
Yeah.
If we're not.
Yeah.
We got a problem there.
Okay.
Let's start over.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to just move all these back over here.
We need to go slow when we're reading names because it really takes me a lot of time to write the name to actually have it be readable.
It's a new name.
As little as talking as possible.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, really.
You guys are great. We're not just
we've got our eyes on
you. That's right.
As well you should.
Indeed.
I should have attended extra time. You didn't think about the calculus is not as good as your usual election. There are 16 minutes.
Faster. We'll do better.
Now that we understand the problem.
You should know better than the promised time.
Yeah, it just jinxes us.
You think Karen would let us?
The only time you have to write your own thing is if you're doing an amendment. If you're doing an amendment to an emotion, she makes you write it down.
That's why there's plug-ins underneath.
Yeah, exactly. So Karen very kindly sets us up with who's making the motion, who's seconding it, what are the exact words you have to say, and don't vary from that.
Wow.
So we get
there's a pencil between you and Jacob of Florida. I don't know if you're using that. Thanks.
Sometimes you can vary, but not as
you can.
Yeah, some motions you can vary, but these have to be pretty specific, so that's why she writes them out for us.
We're sorry, we'll do better.
It looked like magic, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, these people are smart.
So you'll have to fill in the seat number.
Okay.
That's what they're
going
to make.
A, B, and E, correct?
A, B, and E.
Now we know what we're doing.
Wasn't there one here somewhere?
Do you want me to do that, Cheryl? Or do you want a spot? Or do you want to change places? Or are you good?
Nope, I got it.
You're good. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to start
the pile.
That's the pile. I moved them all there.
Okay.
Those are the ones we'd already done. Okay, let's start over. Are we ready?
Not quite.
Nope.
No seconds.
Thanks for your patience, everybody.
I don't think
we're learning.
Many,
some of us have never done this before, and then only others have only done it, once a year, however long.
Well,
I've been a little ball of stress for
my
a long
observer
time now.
The bathroom, so.
Will it end after tonight?
No, because then Monday happens.
Oh, right. Swearing in, right?
I did do a manual, though.
Look at him, he's smiling.
I know. I did do a manual for newly elected.
All right.
Yeah,
very good. That
so
is great.
We
cool.
Have a,
it's a work in progress, but
good.
It's a start.
That's great.
Do we have a plan for the new council training yet?
We're skipping it? Is it because of my wildest fear was coming true?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a real consistent local government specialist currently. And it's the same one that came last year, and we figured we'd probably...
And they wanted us to pay for his per diem for him to come out
here.
Right,
their funding is cut. So.
I think it's been important. It's been
There's other opportunities.
AML. You want to go to AML?
All right.
AML
we'll
in Anchorage.
About that on Monday.
We'll talk to you about that
Monday. So long as, you know, we get this election certified.
So,
all right.
You probably don't have to say seat every time either. Just A, name, B.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, ready?
I'm not speeding up with the answer, though.
Okay.
No.
A, Jim Makoviak. Chance to read. B, Greg Strebler. E, Shelley Owens. A, Karen Sargent. B, no vote. E, Shelley Owens. Okay, A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. Yeah, I see pencils going.
Van Der Zanden is a very long name.
Yeah. The first time, yeah.
Okay. A, Tim Sunday. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owen. A, Karen Sargent. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens.
Bye.
We got it. A, Tim Sunday. B, Wayne Howell. E, Shelley Owens. A, Larry Landry. B, Joe Van Der Zanden.
Five.
E, Shelley Owens. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. And, A, Leslie Sierstad. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens. A, Tim Sunday. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens. A, Karen Sargent. B, no vote. E, Shelley Owens.
Aye.
Next, A, no vote. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. A, Karen Sargent. B, Joe Van Der Zanden.
Aye.
E, Shelley Owens.
That was the right answer.
Yep. I like it when they come by. C.A. Meadowbrook. B. Joe Vanderzen. E. Shelley Owens. A. Leslie Sierstad. B. Joe Vanderzen. E. Shelley Owens. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanen. E. James Wagner. A. Joe Clark.
Five.
B. Joe Vanderzanen. E. Shelley Owens. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanen.
Five.
E. Shelley Owens.
Five.
A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanen. E. Shelley Owens. A. Karen Sargent.
Five.
B. Joe Vanderzanen. E. Shelley Owens. C. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanen. E. James Wagner.
Aye.
A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanen. E. James Wagner. A. Joseph Clark.
Five.
B. Joe Vanderzanden.
Five.
E. James Wagner. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. James Wagner. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. James Wagner. A. Karen Sargent. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. Shelley Owens. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. James Wagner.
Five.
A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E.
Five.
James Wagner. A. Joe Clark.
Five.
B.
Five.
That's okay. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. James Wagner. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. James Wagner. A. Karen Sargent. B. Karen Sargent. I'll let you write that one out. And E. Shelley Owens. A. Joe Clark. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. James Wagner. A. Tim Sunday. B. Joe Vanderzanden. E. Shelley Owens.
Five.
A is blank. B is blank. E is Shelley Owens. A, Tim Sunday.
Five.
B, Joe Van Der Zanden.
Five.
E, Shelley Owens. A, blank. B, blank. E, Shelley Owens. A, blank. B, blank. E, Shelley Owens. A is Joe Clark. B is Joe Van Der Zanden. E is Shelley Owens.
Five.
A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner.
Five.
A, Joe Clark.
Five.
B is blank. E is blank. We do the same here. Since it's written in, that's the indicator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. So. A, Tim Sunday. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. And then E is James Wagner. A, Shelley Owens.
One glass of water.
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I'm letting the cash right.
Mm-hmm.
B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E,
five.
E, Shelley Owens. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. A, Karen Sargent. B, blank. E, Shelley Owens. A is blank. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens. A, Karen Sargent. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens.
Five.
A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden.
Aye.
E, James Wagner. Seat A, Shane Patrick. Seat B, Sean Patrick.
Is it S-H-A-W-N?
No, S-E-A-N.
S-E-A-N, right.
And E, Shelley Owens. A, Joe Clark. B,
five.
Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner.
Five.
A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, James Wagner. A, Tim Sunday. B, Joe Van Der Zanden. E, Shelley Owens. A, Larry Landry. B, Zach Brown. And E, Shelley Owens. A, Joe Clark. B, Joe Vander Zanden. E,
aye.
James Wagner. A is Joe Clark. B is Joe Vander Zanden. E is James Wagner. And that is the last one.
Good job.
Got it right the second time.
Well, machine the second time around.
9, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 29, 7, 2, 2, 1, 7, 1, 5, 10, 5, 46.
7.
Wait, could you just say that again? Actually, I'm going to write it down in here.
Sure. Makoviak 1, Sergeant 9, Clark 29, Sunday 7, Landry 2, Surstad 2, Brooke 1, Owens 1, Patrick 1.
Shane Patrick.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Shane Patrick 1. CB, Stregler 1, Standard S. Commander 746, Queen Howell 1, Sergeant 1, Sean Patrick 1, Brown 1. CE, Shelley Owens 33, James Wagner 24.
That's all three of
them.
We concur.
She needs.
I didn't put, do I put my name on here or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, we need it.
On the top right.
And the date and time. So.
Mm-hmm. 6:32.
Six
what? 6:32.
Initials of the
Okay.
Can you say that a little louder?
29. I'm adding the numbers.
I know, can
so
you?
So 114 plus 29. You want to add up for me?
Yeah, sure.
Tim Sunday had 7. I don't think he was already written in.
143 for Joe Clark.
143, okay. So then Larry Landry got a total of 3. Next is Leslie. She had 2. Meadowbrook is Susan Brook, actually. She had 1. Shelly Owen plus 1. 3. And Shane Patrick. That's Shane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll have to transfer these numbers to here, but then we gotta do B. Greg Strebler was a plus 1, so that's 2 total. Wayne Howell. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot Joe. 46.
That's so a total of 221.
For Joe?
Mm-hmm.
So 175 plus 46?
Yep, it's 221.
That's so weird. That's how many properly cast ballots we had on Election Day. Isn't that bizarre? It's the exact same number.
Yeah.
Weird.
What?
I'm going to switch. I'm sure what you can count.
Sean Patrick. I could do that one on my head. All right. So, get these out of the way.
What was the Shelley Owens total?
146.
The preliminary sheet said she had 115 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Plus
33. That's 148, not 146.
Did I do that wrong? Yeah, it is 148. Somehow I did.
Yeah.
Thanks for double checking that.
No problem.
Okay, so now we got to transfer these numbers
to this,
and this. But this is a paper one. Or the recycled paper, just so I don't make a boo-boo on the permanent.
Oh, okay.
The total ballots issued, we started with 300, and we printed 50 more. So we had 350 to start. Total properly cast ballots would be 229 plus 58. 221 properly cast ballots, plus 58 absentee since we had the one missing one. It's 279. Agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, total question ballots cast is zero. We had four rejected. Total absentee ballots cast was 58. We did not receive one of them. I guess I would call that rejected since there's only total absentee ballots uncast. Oh, okay. There we go. There's a spot for that. Okay. Defective ballots cast. They call it something different on this preliminary sheet, don't they?
Yeah, if you have total spoiled ballots.
Yeah, on the preliminary, but here it says defective. It doesn't match. But I'm assuming that's the one of the... Oh!
Bye, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne.
Hi, thanks.
Actually, I wonder, because we have one spoiled ballot, and defective ballot decision. I think this word just needs to be spoiled instead of defective because it accounts for the destroyed ballots.
Yeah, good. I don't know how long it's going
to
take.
Okay,
for
so
hanging chads.
All defective ballots cast.
Yeah, let's stick with that.
None, because that one was a spoiled one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It should be 0-0.
Zero.
The presidential election for
hanging chads.
Properly cast question ballots, defective ballots. Okay, so we got to add up. 279. This is totaling the we're totaling the question absentee and properly cast ballots. We have 279 properly cast ballots. We have 58 absentee. And one absentee that was not counted.
Well, no, we wouldn't count this one because it's not properly.
But this is accounting, I think, for all the ballots. So this one, even though it wasn't properly cast, it was rejected. So I think it would be one, because it was spoiled. Okay, so that is 338. We can double check this when we're done, just to be sure. Total destroyed unused ballots was 65. This doesn't match. I'm doing something wrong. 350 issued. Totally properly cast. It's 221 plus 58.
Just 279.
Okay. Total question ballots cast?
Four.
Four. They were not cast. That's still not right. Oh, but this is still accounting for all the ballots, I think.
Waiting.
Absentee ballots cast, 58. Nah, 59. I think that would be one rejected. This is a weird form. I'm sorry. I don't like it. Total absentee. All defective ballots?
Zero.
I don't know. Do I put the spoiled ballot number there?
Didn't you have spoiled ballots base?
On the preliminary one, but here it calls it defective. It doesn't have a place for spoiled ballots.
Yeah, then just cross out defective and write in spoiled, and you're there.
Spoiled ballot accepted, rejected. Like, I don't get this.
Well, we didn't accept it, so it's going to be rejected, right?
I know, yeah. But this is just accounting for Okay, so if I add up all these numbers, I should have 250. So 279 plus four question ballots plus 58 absentees plus one absentee that wasn't counted, one spoiled ballot.
Yep.
And then I have 65 destroyed ballots.
But you only printed 350?
Right.
So you should have 285?
I'm just wondering if I'm not interpreting the form right. I know what it is. Total regular properly cast ballots. Those are just, they must just be from Election Day, because that would be 221.
Right.
It doesn't say that on here. Okay.
And I'll do it. I bet it comes up.
All right. So, gosh, it's giving me a heart attack.
No.
Okay, 221.
No killing the city staff.
221 properly cast ballots on Election Day. Four rejected question ballots.
Yes.
58 properly cast absentee. One absentee that we did not receive, one spoiled equals 285 plus 65 unused ballots.
It's 350.
There you go.
Yeah.
We were double counting. We were double counting.
Well, it doesn't say on here, so
yeah.
That's a good thing to change. Properly cast ballots on Election Day.
He didn't know they got double. You have to be double counted.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like a Russian election.
So that works.
That works.
Didn't have any dead bodies.
We need one more motion.
So, one last motion.
Oh, I think that was
for that's for you.
You're not pulling up on my screen again. Sorry.
Here you go. I did.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I move that the Election Review Board accepts the tally of ballots as tallied and certifies the report of election results for October 1st, 2019 general election.
Second.
Moved by Mike, seconded by Cheryl, for the Election Board to accept the tally of ballots as tallied and certify the report of election results for the October 1st, 2019 general election. Any public comment? No public comment? No council comment? No council comment? Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Cook?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Cassapit?
Yes.
Councilmember Owen? Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 6-0. And
yay.
We have to sign.
Okay. Sorry. I know, we're there with you. You might have thrown that sign for y'all.
Careful with my pen.
My special pen.
Yeah.
A special pen.
And before everybody leaves, we can enter those, but...
There you go.
Okay. So it looks like Joseph Lavelle Clark has seat A for a 3-year term with 143 votes.
And Joe VanderZanden for seat B, 3-year term with 221 votes, the same number of people that voted on Election Day. And then seat E, Shelley Owens, with 2 years left in that term, with 148 votes. Congratulations.
Yay, everybody. Awesome, awesome.
All right.
Okay. All right. Comments? Is there any city council questions or comments?
Yes, sir.
No. Public comment on non-agenda items? Nope. We stand adjourned. Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you, Karen.
Welcome.
Congratulations, Joe.
Yes, thank you.
So if we had 279 proper votes cast between proper cast and absentee this year, and it was 158 last year, that's a 76% increase in the number of people who voted this year.
Amazing.
Yep.
Making your way through that binder? A lot of stuff in there.
What's that? Oh, I was just trying to get the official one done.
Did you, Cheryl? Thanks. Good working on it.
Yeah, thanks, Cheryl. Thanks,
yeah,
for
thank
every,
Cheryl.
Thanks for everything. I mean,
Jake, good working with this.
What do you, I hope you still have a class clown amongst you somewhere. I'm looking at him.
Is it your seat that I'm getting?
I think I have no idea. I think I'm a C8.
I don't remember.
That's Joe Clark.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
It's on the
so it would be Dave. I'm pretty sure I was.
It's on the agenda.
It's on the top page of the agenda.
Jake is B.
Oh, yeah.
You got Jake's seat.
Oh. And how many votes did Joe get again?
Well, yeah, when he's
which Joe?
221.
Oh, Joe, yeah, 221.
And I had one write-in. Was that? Did he beat me by 220?
What's that?
I had one write-in vote. Did he beat me by 220?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
He bet you.
Close.
Yeah.
That's a tight
yeah, very tight. You made it very clear to everyone. You were done.
Done. Take a 15-year break.
It's not complete. I didn't get all the readouts.
Look at the rest of it.
This is my sheet that I use.
Yeah.
I just missed the point also.
These are.
Oh, the final vote count.
Yeah, final vote.
I've got the winner, so I just didn't have a couple of issues.
Never
Kim Sunda had seven on seat A.
Okay.
Let's see. How many did Karen Sargent have on seat A?
Sounds great.
90.
Yeah, I can't wait. Never going to happen, but I can't wait.
Where Joe Clark had 143.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
And Wagner on CD.
On CE, Wagner had 126. To Shelley's
140. Where am I
going to
put all these right in?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful one. Bye.
Thank you, Cheryl. Bye.
Well, this isn't going to get posted until Monday anyway.
maybe just write them there. Oh,
well, that looks really sloppy. It's a permanent
record. There's some more there.
I know, that's a different seat.
Oh.
I had it pre-printed. Yeah. But this official number is there. I just don't want it to look all sloppy. I could print another one right now.
And just do one page per seat. Wow.
Could I see that page? That top page right there? I'll put it right here. I'm not moving it.
Okay.
So
might need to bring my computer in.
Wasn't there a Wayne Howell